Yeah, I'm more than reasonably happy because I understand, and only probably me understands everything over the last 15 months and where I am now from where I came from when I took over and helped the club out as an interim manager, then took over after Sean left. And everything I've done at heart has always been for the best of the club and me second. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of where we are, and I've put some stuff in the programme this week about the journey and where it started from and the pathways that it's taken. And when we think we're probably at base camp when it started, we've definitely moved on from that now, and we're ready to step to the next level now and move up. And for me, that's progress. And when you think of some of the games, the Sheffield game, the Bolton with 10 men and beating Sheffield United 3 times. And so you can see what we can achieve when everything clicks. But for me, we can't buy and I can't get the finished article, I'm afraid. And we have to be realistic and understand that. We have to try and develop those players. And Tuesday night for me was part of that process. Possibly again the weekend, part of the process again, but I have to try and develop this team and nurture them. And that takes patience, and I've said it, and it takes time. And they are two things that you don't get in football and you don't get in society at the moment. Very quick fix, fast track, everybody's a blame culture. I understand that. But I'm going to be different, and the club's going to be different. And then whoever stays with us can reap the rewards of that. That there are players without the fans and our young players, this club would not be what it is. We'd struggle. So for me, I understand the ethos and what makes us what we are at Walsall now. And what we started 5-6 years ago, we've got stronger, I think, with the environment and the staff we brought in. And this club will go places. It's a special group of lads. And I'm really proud of what I've done. And I'm really proud of my players. And I'm really excited about the future.
But lots of fans don't understand that, do they? They haven't got patience, as you say. It is a blame culture. How do you square that opinion with your philosophy?
Yeah, I may not. All you can do is, of course, listen, I can't keep saying that and we keep, you lose every, I understand it's a results business. I'm not sure, I've been in the game a long time. But also I also see the hard work we put in and also what we're up against. You can say, listen, we are one of the lowest budgets in the league. If I could get another 5,000 on the gate, then that would change. But we've got to see that's where we are. And I like pitting my wits against people. I like proving people wrong. I love punching above my weight. I think I've done that with my wife as well. But I understand the fans. I really do. I think off the back of last year, and we keep talking about, well, in the first year, we did. But to me, it's different. I think enough's enough now. I think from next year on, forget about the past. It's what I do from now. I will be judged, I think, massively as well on the next 12 months as well. I'm always being judged and I like it. I'm in a position where I can be. And lots of people and lots of experienced managers have gone by the wayside this year. So I'm proud of myself and I'll keep patting myself on the back because I know how hard I work. And it's not an arrogance about it. I keep my self-belief and I listen to the right people and I listen to my fans. I take it all on board, I really do. But I'm also not going to give up on the fans or anybody else. So because I think I can give them something really special at this club, and I wish they could see some of the work that goes in. And we're proud of the fans. Hopefully they're proud of what we're trying to achieve as well.
So after the MK Dons game, you're then talking budgets and what you've got through the summer to recruit for next season then?
Yeah, I haven't got the massive rebuild I had, but I still need to add some players. Obviously loan players an issue because it probably won't be my say. They've got the likes of George Dobson, who's still contracted to West Ham. Jason's up. Owen's still a Celtic player at the moment. So, ladies, still at Scunthorpe, they're still going for the playoffs. So, there's lots of things which, even though I really want to push things, can't really happen yet. Things will materialise and unravel and develop over the next 4 to 6 weeks. And I've just got to make sure I'm patient. And also, my contracted players, make sure they're happy and give them some kind of an objective over the summer into next season.
But you're in the market potentially for some of those players that you've mentioned who've been here on loan this season.
Yeah, I am. And I'll make it more clear after the final game. I would like to keep some of my players, and I'll make that clear probably after Sunday into next week, the ones I'd like to and why, and maybe discuss as well why others aren't. They have to be a piece of the jigsaw for us, the plan that we've got for next year. For instance, we have to be better away from home. We have to be more robust, more resilient. We need to maybe have more height from set pieces. There's areas where we still want to keep our flair, but I need to add a little bit resilience and a bit of height into the team. And these are things that will help us then to move to that next level.
And just clear up the Scott Laird issue, John, if you wouldn't mind for us, because you know people say, oh, he's bombed him out. Why is that? Just clear that up for us.
Yeah, I've not bombed him out. Scott's not played a lot of minutes since the turn of the year when Owen came in and we went to a three. There was a delay in Scott coming in. So for the game, Laird wasn't available. So we flipped Owen into it. They looked really good as a three. We went on a good run. We were very consistent. Lady was then was obviously just waiting for that position. Either went. Then you've got wing back where Joe Edwards plays nearly all the minutes. So it was a difficult one for Scott. He trained really well, but the playing minutes for him, it just didn't materialise that way. And I said to him, it was always planned into my last five games that I was going to look at who's here next year. And I have to try and have a little look at them and just see if they can then just cement their place so I don't have to go looking for that position. And then that can save me a little bit in the budget to go and get something, pay a little bit more for somebody else. This is what I have to do as a manager. And I just said to him, I said to Frank, just with honesty, look, I'm going to have a look at a few things, but you're not going to be involved. So instead of you coming on the bench and playing bit parts, I'm going to just tell you now, you're not going to be involved to the end of the season. As to next season, we'll look at that after the last game. But that's simply it. That's all I've said to them. Nothing about next year, because you never know what's going to happen. But for now, I've got to be honest with the players. Look, you're just not going to be involved. Stay around us. Stay positive. But train, and he's still here training, but he isn't going to be involved in the games. And that's simply it.